latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are the latest headlines for Manchester City. Raheem Sterling has accused the newspapers of fueling racism with their portrayal of young black footballers. The Manchester City winger suffered alleged racist abuse in Saturday's 2-0 defeat against Chelsea at Stamford Bridge. Chelsea and the Metropolitan Police are investigating the incident, which took place in the first half as Sterling retrieved the ball from behind the goal line. In a lengthy Instagram post, Sterling said he just had to laugh at the event because he expects no better, before calling for fair publicity and equal treatment for all players. Alongside that, Sterling further illustrated his point by using two images of articles in the same paper written about clubmates Tosin Adarabayoyo and Phil Foden purchasing houses for their mothers. The headline referring to Adarabayoyo on loan at West Brom says the defender bought a £2.25 million mansion despite never having started a Premier League match, whereas Manchester City startlet Phil Foden was said to have bought a new £2 million home for his mum. Well, the post read, I just want to say I'm not normally the person to talk up a lot, but when I think I need my point to be heard, I will speak up regarding what was said at Chelsea. As you can see by my reaction, I just had to laugh because I don't expect no better. For example, you have two young players starting out their careers, both play for the same team, both have done the right thing, which is buy a new house for their mothers, who have put a lot of time and love into helping them get where they are. But look how the newspapers get their message across for the young black player and the young white player. What helps fuel racism is aggressive behaviour. So for all of the newspapers that don't understand why people are racist in this day and age, all I have to say is have a second thought about fair publicity and give all players an equal chance. And moving on, and John Stones says it is important that City bounce back in the game with Hoffenheim following defeat to Chelsea. Speaking after the defeat, Stones echoed his manager Guardiola in praising the performance while rueing the loss, which sees them 1 point behind the Reds at the top of the table. He said, to come here and play how we did despite the scoreline is never easy. We were top of the league coming into the game and everyone wants that spot. Now we have something to look back on and we'll take everything out of it. It's never easy to digest it after the game, but it is the harsh reality of the league. To be where we are, we should be proud. The best way to get over this is by winning the next game.